Blog Talk Radio.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. Then you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy.
I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. But wanting my cake and eat it too. And wanting it both ways. Fame made me a balloon, cause my ego inflated when I blew sleep. It was confusing, cause all I wanted to do is be the Bruce Lee of loosely abused ink. Use it as a tool when I blew steam. Woo! Hit the lottery, ooh wee. But with what I gave up to get, it was bittersweet. It was like winning a used me. I'm running cause I think I'm getting so huge. I need a shrink, I'm beginning to lose sleep. One sheep, two sheep, going cuckoo and kooky is cool key. But I'm actually weirder than you think, cause
I'm friends with the monster.
Somebody once told me to seize the moment and don't squander it. Cause you never know when it all could be over tomorrow, so I keep conjuring.
Sometimes I wonder where these thoughts spawn from.
Yeah, ponder it, do you wonder? No wonder you're losing your mind the way it wanders.
I think you would wandering off down yonder and stumbled on to Japan pondering. Cause I need an interventionist to intervene between me and this monster and save me from myself and all this conflict. Cause of everything that I love killing me and I can't conquer it. My OCD talking me in the head, keep knocking. Nobody's home, I'm sleepwalking. I'm just relaying what the voice in my head saying. Don't shoot the messenger, I'm just
friends with
the
monster.
One day that I walk amongst you a regular civilian, but until then Trump get killed and I'm coming straight at MC's blood gets spilled and I'm taking back to the days that I get on a Dre track, give every kid who got played that pump the villain and shit to say back to the kids who played them. I ain't here to save the fucking children, but if one kid out of 100 million who are going through a struggle feels it and relates, that's great. It's payback, Russell Wilson falling way back in the trap, turn nothing into something, still can make that draw in the gold dump. I will spin Rumpelstiltskin in a haystack. Maybe I need a straight jacket, face facts, I am nuts for real, but I'm okay with that. It's nothing, I'm still
friends
with
the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy. I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed.
Get along with
to a special edition of The River Soul Presents Hell After the Cell. So, I do get to brag a little bit because I was 7 out of 8. Well, I'm not going to add the one that was just added on the pre-show, which I'm glad they did add a match to the pre-show. So, that was a good note. So, let's get to it. We have the pre-show match with Mark Henry versus Bo Dallas. But before we go into that match, I think it was a little bit funny when they did the Ms. Dow TV. Damien Sandow done it again. got the crowd over him, and it was just a pretty funny segment, although the Miz was there too, and Sheamus come in and did like a quick promo, so interesting. But on to the Mark Henry Bo Dallas match. This was probably was like the last minute, and I'm glad they did have a pre-show match from what it seemed like it wasn't going to be, but I'm glad they did. Although it ended quick, which is fine, but I'm just glad they added a match on the pre-show. Mark Henry did win the match. It was like a matter of, I think, like 10 seconds, my guess. Could be 10, 20 seconds or somewhat, but I think it was around that time. So, like I said, I'm glad they did the pre-show, so that's good. Now, on to the matches. The first one was the Intercontinental Championship 2 out of 3 falls, which I don't know why it did came up first, but I thought it would have came up maybe the scenario they should have did, like maybe a semi-main event, but I guess I understand why after the match happened. Dolph Ziggler versus Cesaro, which was saw little different things, and it was one hell of a match by both of them. And although that match was awesome, the good thing was that, well, I want to say the good thing, I would say it was a good match overall, so can't complain. But Dolph Ziggler won the first two falls, and it didn't went to a third fall or anything like that. So Dolph won the two falls and retains the IC title. So now take away from any of them two, Cesaro or Dolph Ziggler, it was a good match. And I guess it was predicted this could be the 2014 match of the year. Who knows? Maybe it is, maybe it ain't. We'll find out soon enough. So just, y'all don't worry. Cesaro's not getting buried. They probably got something in the near future for him. But believe me, that was one great match. So let's move on. Just give me a second here. Oh, yeah, and I was right on my prediction on that one. Bruiser becomes personal assistant. Brie versus Nikki Bella. It was a good offense by Brie. I thought the match did went pretty good. Not saying that it slacked or anything like that, what you expect out of the two, but it went a little bit better as I expected. So it was a good match. But overall, Nikki Bella did win the match, and Brie is now her personal assistant for 30 days. And like later on during the show, I guess they show Brie was like putting her bags in there. Nikki came out, wanted her smoothie, gave her the smoothie, suddenly just poured all on her. So, like I was saying before on my YouTube channel, that this was gonna keep on going. Like, they needed this feud to keep going. I think they just didn't see like the fit of Brie winning it, then Nikki came her personal assistant, so it wouldn't look right for her or anything like that. So that's why they went with the route that they thought was best, and I kind of knew that it was best on that route too, so it did. And I think it is going to be interesting out of the Divas division, so just watch out, because hey, Survivor Series, it may be, let's see, because that means Survivor Series will be, I think it'll be 2 days before it's over for her for that 30-day period. think it'd be, yeah, 2 days before. So it'd be interesting to see what they're going to do with this angle between now and Survivor Series, like if they're going to use that angle on the pay-per-view. But we will see. One of them, the next match was the WWE Tag Team Championship match, The Usos versus Goldust and Stardust. If somebody was looking on the WSL Radio Network on Facebook, go ahead and check that out when you get a chance. I didn't put the C between Goldust and Stardust. I probably forgot to do it, but hey, it happens. This match was expected to go how I thought it would go, so I'm happy with it, and it went the way it did, and I'm glad it did, so no complaints out of that. Goldust and Stardust, although the Usos were great, and so was Goldust and Stardust, but Goldust and Stardust did retain their tag titles. Now, on to main event number one. The Hell in a Cell match was the winner gets a WWE Championship match, Randy Orton versus John Cena. The match was a little bit more brutal than I expected. So, I said no complaint off of that, but I am surprised at the outcome because I did predict Randy Orton to win this match, but it didn't go that way, and I see why they went with the way they did, and I guess they need to end the feud with Brock and John Cena, which, okay, fine, that's what they're going to do. So John Cena did win the match. I think it was like on the table AA he did. I think I was right on that one, but could be wrong. I'm sorry, I'm just looking back and forth for the game, although Green Bay right now is getting killed, 16-37, so I think there's no way that they're going to come back. So most likely New Orleans won this game, and we're a game behind Detroit for the division. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to get on with the rest of the... Oh, wait. We have a caller on the line. So just hold on a second there. Caller, you on the air?
How y'all doing?
Pretty good. Yourself?
I'm good. All I got to say is, who the hell needs Brock Lesnar? That was a good pay-per-view. I don't care what anybody says. Now, there are going to be people... moaning and groaning about Cena winning. I have no problem with it. I mean, especially with the way Rollins and Ambrose ended. How many people saw that coming?
I don't think anybody did.
And what really tripped me about that ending was, did you see the look on Seth Rollins' face? He's looking for the pin and still staring down Bray Wyatt the whole time, creeped out almost like he crapped himself.
That is very true.
And not that this is any coincidence, but this comes like five days before Halloween. So, but not that it really matters. But I could not say enough about the second Hell in a Cell match. First one was good, Cena and Orton. It was good. But this one, the second one, what more can you say about that? I mean, I can't find any words.
It was a little different. So, and it's also still a show. That's why they put it at the main event.
But here's another thing. I can honestly say that any wrestling fan, if you complain about Cena and Orton main event and every pay per view, you clearly did not watch this pay per view. I mean, they were mid card, if I'm not mistaken. Mid card.
Yeah, they were in the middle of the card.
And but still, they put together a pretty solid card up in there. I mean, there were some. Now, I was disappointed with Dolph and Cesaro. Not so much the clean sweep. I mean, don't get me wrong, that was a good match, but I've seen them do better.
Oh, you think it wasn't a good match?
I mean, it was a good match. I just wish it would have been. By the start, I've seen them do better. I've seen them have better matches. Now there was another match. I'm trying to think. Oh, that I thought was pretty good. I forget now. Now, like you said, the Divas, the Bellas match wasn't as brutal as I thought it was going to be. It wasn't brutal, but it was actually okay.
Yeah, I think it was good enough, and it had set its purpose. So it wasn't bad or anything, in my opinion, but it was good enough to serve its purpose.
Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying that was just my opinion on that one.
Let's see, what else? Usos and Gets the Dust Brothers. I actually thought their match at Night of Champions was better than this one.
But yeah, I can see what you're saying with that one. Because I think like the Dust Brothers, they was both like more out there than usual, but they wasn't put enough effort out there as they did in Night of Champions. So mindly,
yeah.
I think it just seems like that. It's probably was better that they was chasing the title than probably down the road. They should have won it later than won it at Night Champions. So I see what you're saying on that point.
Now, given Ms. Dell was as funny as usual, let's just say the Miz lost in more ways than one because now I have nothing against Sheamus. Yeah. But poor Miz, he's in a gimmick where he's getting outshined. He's in an angle where he's getting outshined. I'm not saying I feel sorry for him. I'm just saying it just sucks to be him.
Right. I guess they ain't thought that doing the stunt double thing with Sandow was going to be as big as they thought.
Unlike a lot of people, I'm not really surprised that Mark Henry didn't turn on the Big Show. A lot of people were probably expecting that. But that would have actually hurt Rusev, not that him winning clean the way he did really helped. But it would have definitely hurt him.
Yeah, just after like thinking about that, so and I might as well just talk about that match. Rusev versus Big Show. Another match that did serve its purpose. You weren't gonna expect like anything magical out of it. Mark Henry did came, and I was a little bit worried that, oh, he might screw it up or something like that, but he didn't. Rusev won the match fair and square, and just go on to, and I guess
and
sooner or later, we get to find out who beat him, who can beat him.
And there was that freakish leg lock by the Big Show, like, during at one point, like, in the beginning, then he had it. Then he had a really good-looking ankle lock, which I thought was pretty good. I will give him that because how many times have we seen Big Show do that? You can count it on one hand. I'll give you a hint.
Yeah, I this is like the match service purpose. It wasn't like bad match or anything like that. It was like a average type of match that you expect out of them to anyway. So now I guess they would just have to mix it up. They just threw Mark Henry in there, just cheering him on. So another decent match that served its purpose. And as I said, Rusev did win that match. Is that what you were saying?
Yeah, but basically, up and down, it was a really solid pay-per-view, and I can't believe I'm saying that. Now, of course, AJ and Paige, I just was not feeling that one. I mean, it just seemed like it was something that, I mean, it wasn't even that type of match that really served a purpose.
Well, we might as well just get to that match right now. AJ Lee versus Paige, where Alicia Fox was out there for the Divas title. I see that why they did what they did with that match, because the feud did need to end, and know how long it dragged out as it did since April, then kind of restarted when AJ Lee made her return, then just continue on from there. So it was a good way to end the feud, and maybe this feud will be over, but from what it seemed like towards the end, that maybe Alicia Fox and Paige may go at it.
And they need something new for her, because it seems like since he won the title the second time, it's like he's been, her heat has really started to fade. And, of course, I'm talking about Paige, by the way.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. So you're thinking, like, the heel turn that she did was served its purpose and was good for her.
Somebody, to me, it really hasn't really made much of a difference in whether she was a face or heel, if you ask me. But maybe that's just me.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Like, she's going to be like that anyway, so it wouldn't make a difference. So I know what you're saying. But I guess we'll find out tomorrow night, see what they're going to do with it. Because it seems like it's going to be turned to another direction. And I guess the next thing we're going to wonder, who will be AJ's next opponent? And now just throwing the limb out there and kind of thinking that it's possible, but Nikki Bella could be next in line.
Oh, boy. I just have a feeling that the next few weeks I'm going to watch my language this time, but as far as the Bellas go.
Oh, you can say what you want.
Oh, okay. Well, in that case, as far as how I feel about the Bella bitches, that's what, yes, I said it. It just seems like it's only going to be a contest of which segment is going to be the worst of them all. And
just never thought of that, but I just didn't think. I know, like, kind of like the storyline with, like, Daniel Bryan and Kane, where Brie got caught in the middle. I think that was overboard with that part, but, like, another match that was good for where it leads to, and, like I said, it did lead to Brie going against Stephanie at SummerSlam, which I think they should have another match, but that's probably not going to happen, and it leads to, you know, the match we had tonight between them two. So it was a decent storyline. I wouldn't say it was good to a certain point, but it was good enough that it just needed to be on the show.
Yeah, but then again, Stephanie did carry a good portion of it. Hell, she could fall asleep and still act better than both of the Bells combined.
guess that's what we think.
Oh, Well, I'd rather see Stephanie McMahon just fall asleep on the toilet, just taking a dump the whole show than watch the Bellas at this point.
Yeah, but I guess, like, creative and Vince McMahon see something good with your storyline, so that's why they went with it. Let me just remind everybody right quick. Also, The Miz and Sheamus did happen. Sheamus did retain, and, of course, Damian Sandow was got the biggest pop out of it, although it was a decent match. And let's see. Like I said, Sheamus did win that match, and the Hell in a Cell match with Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins, when they was on top of the cage, I thought the match already started, which it seemed like it didn't until they got in there. And just went from there. They all fell from, like, halfway, hanging on to the cell, fell through the tables. Apparently they was going to carry them out. Dean Ambrose got up, grabbed Seth Rollins, threw him back in the ring, and all hell broke loose from there. So I thought it was a good match. And like I said, the unexpected of what happened with Bray Wyatt interfering at the end of the match, which was made you believe that with Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose, the storyline's over. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, man, I would be surprised if the storyline was over from that point, because you do still have to remember that Seth Rollins did curb Tom Orton, so that could possibly be setting up Orton turning face.
Yeah, that is a big possibility.
I mean, you have that. I mean, just on that alone, you already got three feuds good and three perhaps pretty good matches coming up for Survivor Series. I mean, Cena and Brock. Yes, we've seen it before, but it'll be good.
But hopefully it will be at Survivor Series, but we don't know. Like, rumors say it happened at the Royal Rumble. Other rumors say it might happen in Survivor Series, so who knows what they're going to do with it.
Well, that is a good point. Who knows how that contract works out, but I'm going to be honest, I would like to have a contract like that, but I can get paid to sit on my butt eating potato chips while holding on to the belt.
Yeah, I think that'll be everybody's dream, I guess.
he's probably getting paid watching it on TV, wondering why they're doing the whole $9.99 thing. But hell, say what you want of it. And by the way, say what you want of that whole promotion, but it beats the hell out of shelling out $50 for anything.
Yeah, that's true, but people want to order the pay-per-view from cable, they got the money to do it, then whatever.
That's their problem. What's their problem?
Yeah,
in my
exactly.
Mind?
Before we do end the show, is there any last thing you want to add in before we end the show?
That's pretty much everything.
Well, whoever you are, thank you for calling, and keep listening to the shows every single week on Mondays, and thank you very much for calling.
All right, will do.
All right, thanks, man. Well, we're going to end on that note. www.wrestlingfanspeakout.com. Check that out. Look for, like, upcoming future events, local and national. Also, check out us on Facebook, subscribe to us on YouTube, like us on Twitter, or follow us on Twitter, and just like us everywhere in all over the world. Don't forget, tomorrow it will be another WFSO Aftermath. We're going to talk about what happened after Raw and just talk about some other good stuff. But until then, this is our trail. We will hope you listen to us tomorrow at 10:30 p.m. Central Time on the same station for WFSO Aftermath. Until then, guys, thank you for listening, tuning in, and have a good night.